Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 490 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our time in Nashville. We're going to talk about college baseball, which has been great for her, not so much for me. And we're going to talk about my belief that the Shankles are on the verge of opening some sort of apothecary. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode was with our friends David Thomas and Sissy Goff. We talk about their new book, Capable, as well as just their backgrounds as really gifted counselors. We also have our Southern Living episode coming up soon and an episode with Alex's roommate, Jackson. We are always so delighted when you stop by our Amazon shop at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. to see some of the things that we love and love to use. And finally, our live stream tickets for our Birmingham live show, which is next week. That's bananas. Those are still on sale, but only through April 16th. So you just have a tiny amount of time left to get a live stream ticket if you would like one. You'll find a link for that in the show notes. All right, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 490. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm in Houston, Texas.
Listen, I am in San Antonio, Texas, but what I am most of all today is ecstatic and elated.
I didn't think it would take much time at all for us to get into this.
Let's just lead with this. Let's lead with the fact the traitorous, treacherous Schloss had to come back to College Station. And what I'm going to tell you, I have so many thoughts on it, but what I'm going to tell you most of all is I am so proud of the Aggie fans and the 12th man, because I'm going to tell you what we did. We understood the assignment.
You really did. It was chippy. It was chippy. At Olson Field this past weekend. It certainly was.
I'm going to tell you the things that I don't know that everybody knows, because you probably don't follow all the A&M baseball accounts that I follow. But I'm going to tell you that in every urinal at Olson Field, they put a picture of Schloss eating a banana.
Gosh.
Oh. I'm going to tell you that the strikes were counted by pineapples that they put up on the fence.
That is shady.
Shady. I'm going to tell you that the crowd, the way they effortlessly went from the ball five, ball six chant that we do to just a chorus of boos when Schloss had to switch pitchers, which I think happened six times during Friday night's game.
It happened a lot.
It was a lot. I'm going to tell you, it warmed my heart. I don't know the last time, because I really was. I mean, they came in. They're the number two team in the nation. You know they're a good baseball team. And so I was like, I don't know the way this is going to go. And I felt like last year we went to Austin. But there again, I think it was that team that Schloss had broke when he betrayed them. And we got swept. You know, and so it was kind of heartbreaking. So to have him have to come back to College Station and kind of pay the piper just felt so glorious. And we won those two games, in especially Saturday's game, in such decisive fashion.
I would say a dominant fashion. Yes.
I mean, when they had to keep changing those pitchers Friday night, I was like, oh, well, look at that. Maybe Max Wiener's bullpen isn't as great as he thinks it is.
Gosh. I know. So, well, Friday night we had y'all's game on, and and Jackson was at the house, and the first time they showed Max Wiener at the in the dugout, Jackson just very nonchalantly said, "Hey, his name is Wiener."
Yeah.
And I know all this lore, of course, because of you. But anyway, I know it was an exciting time for the Aggies. It was not an exciting time for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. For the second weekend in a row, we were swept. I don't know what's going on. We know that baseball is a game of peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And we are in a bit of a valley right now. I'm just believing we're going to come out on the other side and we will have figured some things out.
Yes.
But anyway, that's really all I have to say about that is, you know, sad. But I'm very happy for y'all. So glad the weekend went well.
And listen.
And it was a spirited affair in College Station.
It really was. And I felt like by the end of Saturday's game, a rainbow appeared over Olsen Field, which just felt biblical. It felt biblical. The other thing that happened, Gully, they ended up going on Saturday. She and John and Big went on Saturday. And Gully texted me and said, she said, they just did an ad. They just did an announcement for Slovacek sausage made in Snook, Texas, a town where old friends love to get together and meet. Because, you know, that's where Schloss met with Del Conte at the cemetery when he did the dirty deal to leave us. I'm going to tell you the only moment that I had, Tom Hart can get all the way out of here, is what I'm going to tell you.
All right.
He on Saturday, first of all, if anybody, I mean, the Longhorns, the way he wanted them to win, the way he defended Schloss. And on Saturday, he went on this whole thing about how they showed the press conference where Schloss lied to all of our faces after the World Series and said, I took this job to stay here. This is my family. It's the last job I'm ever going to take. Write that. And then he walked off. And then left us 12 hours later. And they were talking and Tom Hart was like, and he was like, you know, that was people thought that was that kind of shocked. And he was like, I don't think anybody was really shocked except for Texas A&M fans. And I wanted to be like, Tom, I see you rewriting history because everyone was shocked. Like nobody could believe that he did that and that he did us that dirty to leave, to lie that boldly and then to leave that quickly. And then to know that that whole deal was being done while you were coaching in the national championship game. Like it doesn't get any slimier than that. So I'm like, I don't need your apologies, Tom Hart, acting like, oh, nobody was surprised. No, everybody was surprised. Maybe that's the way you do business and you weren't surprised. Everybody else was surprised.
Okay. Listen, feisty Melanie is my favorite Melanie.
Well,
and I know that is also true for many of our listeners. So I just want to say, everybody who enjoys feisty Melanie as much as I do, you're welcome. You're welcome for this gift on this day. And listen, I mean, it is very difficult to look at that situation and to objectively go, oh, no harm, no foul. Like, it was shady. It was just shady. It was shady.
And you know what I thought about this weekend? It made me feel, and our friend Hayden Schott, I know he was at the game because he did commentary Friday night. And then somebody said that he was signing autographs and Gully saw him at the game and all that stuff. But it made me think about when we had him on Patreon earlier this year and him talking about the coming within one game of losing that thing. And I thought that's the whole thing is he did those kids so dirty. Like it really broke them. When you look at last year's team, I feel like they were still floundering from the fallout of all of that. And that's to me what makes me mad. Like it's just, you're just like, do better, be a leader of men, be a leader of young men, show them what it means to have integrity and character. So there you have it. It felt redemptive. I waited all day yesterday. We went to church yesterday morning and, you know, church starts at 9 now. So by the time 1 o'clock came, which was the time the game was supposed to start, I felt like I'd been up for 17 hours. And all I wanted to do, it was rainy here. I was like, I just want to watch Aggie baseball. And then it was delayed till 2:30. And then it was delayed till 5:30. And then it was delayed till 9:30. And so I'm going to tell you that game never ended up happening, which I was kind of sad about. But, you know, it is what it is.
Here's what feels a little bit maybe, I don't know, appropriate about that, though. It feels a little right to me that y'all were like, okay, we're going to win the first two, and you're not going to get a chance to prove that you can even win one, right?
Yeah. So you had to get on the bus and go home. And like Gully said, she said, it kind of feels like the worst kind of punishment that he literally had to sit in the visitor locker room at Olsen Field all day long.
For a game that may or may not happen.
Yeah, it never did happen. So anyway, it was a fantastic baseball weekend for me. Y'all know that I love to try a lot of different body care products, but the brand that I go back to over and over again is Osea. Here is why I love it. Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil is one of their best sellers. It's a 2025 Allure Best of Beauty winner. It's fast absorbing. It's not greasy. It's just this beautiful body oil that is hydrating and it improves the look of elasticity in your skin. It makes my skin look glowy and radiant in the way I want it to look, especially when I'm wearing shorts or short sleeve shirts. It's seaweed infused body oil. It's been clinically tested. It's designed to deliver visible results that you can see and feel. I love the way this smells. This is my summer go-to. I cannot recommend it enough. A 2-week third-party clinical study of 53 women ages 25 to 65 discovered these results. 100% agreed skin looked firmer and less crepey, and 100% agreed that skin felt softer, smoother, and more supple. I completely agree with both of those things. You can get a spring-worthy glow with clean, clinically tested skincare from Osea. Right now, we have a special discount just for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. Again, that's 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com.
My group text with my most involved college baseball friends from state were really a woe is me situation this weekend, but you know, we'll figure it out, I hope, and better days ahead, right?
And baseball to me is, I think here's the beauty of baseball. It's not like football, everybody, just in case you were wondering. Because what really matters is it's who gets hot at the end. Like it's
momentum,
really,
right?
It's momentum. And so it's like, I think it was Ole Miss like 3 years ago where they had not had a great season, but they got hot at the end and they ended up winning the whole thing. So I just think it can turn so fast because your pitching gets hot, your bats get hot, it all comes together, and there you have it. So I just think there's always a lot of hope where baseball is concerned.
Okay, I'm going to choose to hope. As a Mississippi State fan, I'm familiar with this, so I know how to do it for sure.
Yeah, it's the hope that'll kill you, but you got to hang on to it.
100% it is. Now, we went to Nashville last week.
We did. Yes, we did. We had a lovely time.
And got to see some friends we adore, and got to stay in a hotel, which is always a big thumbs up with me, and had some delicious meals, and it was a fast little trip, but it was a good little trip.
It was a good little trip. We got to see Travis. We got to see Annie Downs, which was just kind of a random encounter. She just happened to be driving by when we were walking.
I know.
Which is so
funny. We were
out
shopping. Imagine.
Yeah, imagine.
And, what a shocker. And she drove by and then pulled over and we got to visit for a while. Yep. And we got to see our friends David and Sissy and go to dinner with them. It was just, it was so easy and so fun. And it was a good little respite in the middle of a very busy month for both of us. So
it really was.
It.
Well, and I keep thinking about, so we went to a restaurant. David and Sissy took us to a restaurant in East Nashville called Butcher and Bee, and it was Mediterranean food. And I keep thinking about that meal. Like I do too.
I've
thinking
told
about
so
it.
Many people about it. Yes.
Gosh, it was so good. I mean, just delicious. I mean, I didn't think that I didn't like Mediterranean food. I don't know that I knew that I loved it as much as I did, because I was like, everything was fantastic. Like everything we ate was so good. So I would go back again and again. It was fantastic.
Here's what I loved about that meal. It was small plates. So it was just, you know, a whole, there's some yard work outside of my window, Melanie.
Lawnmower. The gift. Right under. Yep. There we go. So.
But I love a small plates thing where you just try a little bit and you keep it moving. I was really proud of Melanie, because when a meal has a lot of components like that, you can kind of, there's a point where you'll kind of check out. Like, it's so much, so many different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of that meal was, I love a meal where you can take a little bit from here and put a little bit of that on this. You know what I mean? Where like all your components kind of work together. It's not just about this one big dish. It's, how about we put a little bit of this hummus on a little bit of this fried bread, but how about also we put a little bit on these vegetables over here? It was delicious. It was so good. And to be as much food as it was, it wasn't really heavy. I mean, it was in the sense that like we had a lot of We had a lot of plates and whatnot, but the food was actually, it felt, you know, it was real food. It didn't feel overly, I don't know, like saucy or...
No. It was just fresh and good. And I love a lot of small plates. I wish that every night somebody would just give me an array of small plates on my table to just eat a bunch of different stuff, you know, because I think it's a lot of the same thing is where I'm like, I'm tired of chewing the same thing.
I don't want to chew this beef.
Well, we so Nashville was great. And then I flew to Houston, got into Houston, and then I met some friends for dinner that night, and that was fun. I had a good time. So I had a real social week last week, you know?
Yes, you did.
So I really did. And so did that, and then had a speaking thing on Thursday, and then drove back home to San Antonio, where I put on my pajamas, and that is pretty much how I stayed the majority of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's my plan for this next weekend. It's going to be a full-on pajamas situation for me.
Yeah.
I got home from Nashville... And on what day was that? Was that Wednesday?
It was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Okay. So on that, I think I was home Thursday. And then Friday, my sister and I drove to Mississippi because my daddy's birthday was the week before. Daddy turned 94. And as one does. And so we drove over on Friday to take him out for birthday lunch. And I think I told you this, that when I told him we were going to come over Friday, he was like, all right, that works. He said, I'll just go ahead and play golf on Thursday. And he had.
Yeah.
And so we went over Friday, and we took Daddy out for Mexican for his birthday. And it was, we had the best time. And then hung out at his house for a little while Friday afternoon, and then drove back later in the day. But it was a really good day. But listen, while we were there, I was looking through some of like my mama's serving pieces. Daddy's always like, don't y'all want any of these dishes? You know, and so Suzanne and I were going through some of that stuff. And I found this above the refrigerator. I found this recipe kind of file that mama had for, I can't even remember a time when it wasn't there. But I'd forgotten about it. And it was just where she would keep recipes she would tear out of Southern Living or a recipe she'd find in a magazine. They would just kind of go in this file. Mm-hmm. Or somebody would give her a recipe card or whatever. So I was like, oh, I want to look through this. And so I brought it back to Birmingham.
Spring is a season of change and trying new things, and I mentioned that the Shankles are trying new supplements, but one thing that remains the same in our house and always will is our love of AG1. AG1 is a daily health drink clinically shown to support gut health and fill in common nutrient gaps. With 75 plus ingredients, including 5 clinically studied probiotic strains, AG1 replaces the need for a multivitamin, probiotics, and more. To me, AG1 is like my daily anchor. It's the thing that I start my day with no matter what, and make sure that I feel good and that I have energy and that my immune health is good and that my gut health is good. I cannot say enough about it. It's why we've been on it for 3 years and will never stop. You can go to drinkag1.com/bigboo to get an AG1 flavor sampler and a bottle of vitamin D3 plus K2 for free in your AG1 welcome kit with your first AG1 subscription order. That's a $72 value, yours for free, only while supplies last. Go to drinkag1.com/bigboo.
Well, when I got back to Birmingham, Jackson was at our house. He spent the night at our house Friday night. And Saturday morning, I was started to look through it. And I saw a letter in my own handwriting. And I was like, oh, what's this? Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Listen, it was a very lengthy apology letter that I had sent to Mama and Daddy when I was a senior in college.
Oh.
And I started reading it, and I broke out in a cold sweat.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Like, I was like, what? I couldn't remember what I had done. Like, I was, and David was like, what is it? Looking at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was apologizing for something. And I was clearly in the depths of remorse and repentance.
Bless. You'd listened to Amy Grant all the way back to Startville. You had listened.
I listened to People Need the Lord or something.
Yes.
And I wrote them. I mean, it was like, it was stationary, of course, because that's what mm-hmm. we all had. But it was like front, back. Listen, I made vows to do better, to not be a disappointment. Now, it's a testament to my parents that I don't know exactly what I had done. Like, I don't know. Clearly, they had been upset with me. Clearly, mm-hmm. it was nothing they ever hung over my head, because I could not tell you right now what it was. But, like, that feeling of being that age and knowing that I had disappointed them.
Yes.
Like, that came it came back like a flood. You don't feel that as much as an mm-hmm. adult. You don't have really opportunities to feel that way as much, but oh my gosh, like, it took me a minute and I was like, I'm gonna have to put this down for a second. It kind of took me under for a minute, and then I thought, well, God, that was real sweet of them, that whatever it was, like, it was clearly never brought up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the depths of sadness and feeling like a disappointment. So that was fun.
There's nothing worse. That's so funny that you bring this up, because I just brought this up to Caroline a couple of weeks ago when she was home, because I remembered a time, and I don't know what we were talking about. We were talking about learning hard lessons early, or like things that like set your character. I'm sure I was given some sort of pep talk about something.
I would expect no less.
You know, but I just said, I remember in college that I bought myself this, of course it was a denim dress. I've been true to myself for the last 40 plus years, but it was a denim dress that I bought from a catalog, from a Victoria's Secret catalog, and I charged it on my dad's credit card that I had the number to in case of emergencies.
Yes. I feel like this, what I was apologizing for was probably something similar. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my dad called me and said, hey, what was this charge or whatever? And it was that moment of like the weight of that he always gave me everything. So the fact that I did it behind his back and I didn't ask, and I just thought he wasn't going to notice, and the sneakiness and just kind of his sadness and disappointment of like,
oh, the worst.
I can't believe you, like, why would you do that? Like, why, you know, like, and my dad just never, I mean, it leveled me. And when I was like talking about it, I was like, I felt leveled all over again. I was like, it created something in me that like never again. I mean,
I know. Because in this letter that I had written them, it was like, you two have given me everything I have ever needed.
Yes. Yes.
And what did I do? Yeah, I mean, I just, oh my gosh. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm very grateful to not have had to feel that so often in my adult life. Mm-hmm. But man, it will take you down. Especially, I think, as you get older and you have kind of an increased appreciation for, you know, in certain situations, how you knew even if you disappointed them, it was not going to be the end of the world with that relationship. But I didn't necessarily, I was so sorry, clearly, in that letter, man. So that took me a minute to get over that. And then,
As it would.
So that was a fun thing. Uh-huh. And then Saturday afternoon, I flew out of Birmingham on a half full plane, which, when does that ever happen anymore?
Delightful.
And came to Houston. I'm at my friend Marion's house. Marion and I have been friends since we were 12. Uh-huh. And I'm speaking at her church tonight. And so yesterday we went to church at her church. And Marion had asked me if I would serve communion with her. And so I got to do that, which was so sweet. And then we went to lunch. We got some quality Tex-Mex for lunch. Mm-hmm. And then came back and hung out here for the rest of the day. And it's been the most relaxing time. So
that's good. I
always love getting to be with her. And Marion and I, we were talking about it last night. We have kind of changed in the same ways over the course of a long period of time. Like, mm-hmm. because we have known each other since seventh grade. And now we are considerably older than that. But all the things that we had in common in high school, we just have different things in common now, which is kind of its own little sweet comfort. And she said something today. She was like, you know, I only like to leave the house. And I said, once a day. I get it. Same. I don't want to leave the house more than once a day. I want to, if I'm going to leave, mm-hmm. I'm going to get it all handled. But I'm not leaving twice. Mm-mm. So anyway, it's been so sweet to be with her. And then last night, we made the decision kind of late that we were going to watch The Alabama Project on HBO Max, which I have been meaning to watch for some time. And it was the kind of thing when it was over, it was either we were going to get into a conversation that was going to last into the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Or we just needed to go to bed. And so we just went to bed. So I have a feeling that's probably what we're going to get into this afternoon. But anyway, I've loved being with her, and I'm so excited about being at her church tonight, and then I'll fly home tomorrow. So
okay. Well, that'll be so good. That was a good little trip. Good little jaunt.
It was a good little jaunt.
One of the things I love about spring is it feels like it's a time to clean out and start fresh. That's why I'm looking for new towels. But another great thing that it could be time to replace is your mattress. It may be time to upgrade your sleep, because here's the thing, a good night's rest sets you up for a great day. And so if your mattress doesn't feel comfortable, if it's old, if you know it's time to replace it, I cannot recommend Helix Mattress enough. Helix helps you sleep better. A study they ran found that 82% of those involved saw an increase in their deep sleep cycle while sleeping on a Helix mattress. They are award-winning. Helix is the most awarded mattress brand. It's been tested and reviewed by experts like Forbes and Wired. You get free shipping and seamless delivery. Helix delivers your mattress right to your door with free shipping in the U.S. And there's a Happy with Helix guarantee, so you can rest easy with seamless returns and exchanges. The Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free, customer-first experience designed to ensure that you're completely satisfied with your new mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo for 20% off site wide now through April 16th. Again, that's helixsleep.com/bigboo for 20% off site wide now through April 16th. Make sure you enter our show name after checkout so they'll know that we sent you. helixsleep.com/bigboo.
So a couple of things I want to be sure to mention, because I don't feel like we've gotten into it much on the podcast, one, if you are coming to the Birmingham Live Show, we have an event at Gus Meyer the morning after the live show. So on Friday the 24th, from 10 to 1, they're going to have a table of mine and Melanie's favorites in the shoe department.
Yes.
They're going to have snacks. They're going to have drinks. They're going to have fun for all. And Gus Meyer is, I mean, obviously our favorite shoe department anywhere, but they also have a great array of fragrance and cosmetics and clothes and accessories and for the home and, for fashion. And so anyway, so that's 10 to 1. And we just want to make sure that y'all know about that if you're going to be in Birmingham, because it'll be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great time. I'm super excited. I can't wait. I've got some shoe goals in mind for myself. So we'll see, just if where I land with those, if they have something that meets my specifications that I'm looking for.
Okay. Well, listen, we wish you all the best. We really do.
Thank you so much.
Also, while you're in Birmingham, if you're coming in town for the live show, there's a store in Homewood called At Home that is really my favorite. It's so good. They also have clothes and accessories, but they have the most beautiful home furnishings and accessories as well. Mm-hmm. And if you tell them that you are in town for the Big Boo Live Show, you will get a 20% discount in At Home. So just if you check out, just make sure you say, I'm here for the Big Boo Live Show, and take advantage of that. Because if you are like I am, or like Melanie is, when we go in there, it is very easy to find things that love.
That's
you want
the
to
truth.
Take home with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is the truth. Anyway. Now, I have been looking for, here's what I need, and maybe you can offer.
Martha, is this a like to find situation?
It is. It's a, okay. We need new towels. We need new towels.
Oh, okay.
And I've done the Threshold towels from Target, and those are great. I mean, I like them fine, but before I invest in new towels, I'm kind of like, is there something better out there? Here's what I need. I like a white towel. I do all white towels. But I want something that's fluffy, but it also has to be absorbent. I used to love to get my towels monogrammed with an S, but Perry says that S takes up too much drying space on the towel. And so, that S, it takes up too much. He needs that square footage on the towel.
He does, certainly. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if anybody, if there's some towels out there that maybe are really good. I don't want to spend a fortune on towels. I just want good, reasonably priced, fluffy, absorbent towels.
Okay. You know, David and I have, you may not know this, I don't know why anybody would, but David and I have very different taste in towels.
Okay.
He likes a thin towel. He likes
a towel
that feels like it exfoliates a little bit. Like, he likes it a little, not necessarily scratchy, but he likes it thin enough. I don't really know why. And I prefer a fluffier towel.
Same.
I also want absorbent for sure, but he feels like a thin towel is more absorbent. And I have toyed with the idea of getting for him some of those Turkish towels, you know, that what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would be a bridge too far, but I prefer a fluffier situation. I like Costco's towels.
Okay.
I don't know, but that for me is a good towel, but David says they're way too thick for him. Oh, so I'm really any help at all, you know.
Okay. That sounds promising. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds promising. I'm going to need to think about it. I'm going to tell you too, the other thing that happened while we were in Nashville. So Perry, when he had done his stem cell stuff, what they had also done is they did a full blood panel on him, and he got those results back while I was gone in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And he talked to the person. And so what I'm going to tell you is what the Schenkel family is now currently spending in monthly supplements.
Yeah. It's
now,
a significant situation, I would imagine.
It's a significant situation. And now we keep all of our supplements in the laundry room, like kind of on a shelf in different little bins. And he's put a big black Sharpie P on the top of all of his.
Okay.
So he knows exactly which ones are his to take, because we're taking a lot of the same stuff, but he likes to take it in a different formulation or whatever than I take it. But we had that situation. And then, so here's a lot of people have asked me about the BPC-157, which he was taking as an oral supplement.
Yes.
This is for old injuries and whatever. So what they told him is what you really, how that's going to be more effective is you want to do it as an injectable. And so it's TB-500 with BPC-157.
Oh my gosh. Listen, suddenly I'm on the pit.
I'm telling you. And so, but you, it's called the Wolverine combo. So, but you have to inject it. And so he found a place. There's a place over here by us. Ours is called BioWorks. It's like a CryoFit health kind of whatever. So we went on Friday.
I don't even know what all those words mean. What CryoFit? Listen,
That's like the cryotherapy. Remember when you get in the cold thing, okay. You know, we used to do it all the time when Caroline was playing soccer. But they do all kinds. You can go get IVs if you're sick. I mean, it's one of those kind of like a wellness place.
Okay.
But he found out that he could get it there. And so on Friday, he and I went to go work out. And then after, he was like, do you want to go buy BioWorks with me to get my peptides? And so we went. And so I'm going to tell you that now he's given himself a shot every morning with his Wolverine combo. And I'm like, Lord, how long do we have to stay on this fitness wellness journey? Like at some point, like it just feels exhausting is what I'm saying. And like, I want to feel good. I really do. But I'm like, at what point do you say this?
Listen, don't you by now? Don't you feel good by now?
I do feel good.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. But it's just like but here's the thing. You're doing all this just to barely maintain where you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not even.
It's a little bit like fingers crossed. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's a little bit like you're just kind of hoping. I mean, I feel like y'all are just really months away from some sort of ye old Schenkel apothecary. Where people can come to your house and you will mix powders and potions and salves for them, just really for the joy of serving. You know what I mean?
Like, we might.
Yeah, we might. Just to spread what you have learned.
Yeah, we might. I'm going to be like, it's like when I went to go see my OB-GYN last month. And, you know, I love her because she's a mix of like Western medicine and holistic. And when I got there, they were like, would you like to go have a sound bath under infrared light? And I was like, yes, I would.
Yes,
and that's, I'm going to start offering people that when you come to my house. I'm going to be like, would you like to get on my vibrating plate and have a sound bath while I infuse you with infrared light? And I will whip up a potion for you. Of all the things, I mean,
I'll tell you what my current temptation is in the area of health and wellness.
What
is on TikTok? I keep seeing these massage mats where Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
You put them on the floor, mm-hmm. and then and the people, you lie down on it, and then it the massage thing, like, way. I really think that's in my future. I think that I would enjoy that. I really do. Now, you and Travis were trying to get me when we were in Nashville, and I was telling y'all about some of my, how my back gets tight. Y'all were trying to get me to go to a chiropractor, which I've never done, except for one time when I was in high school and my mama made me leave.
Yeah.
She said, Sophie Sims, get out of there.
It's like a witch doctor.
when I called to get permission, because I was younger than 18, mm-hmm. but I've never done that. And so I'm not opposed. I just, I don't know. I've just never kind of crossed that Rubicon. But
yeah,
the massage mat sounds like that would be a delightful addition.
It would. I mean, listen, we're just doing all the things, you know. Just last night I told Perry, like, I got to go stand on the vibration plate, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm like, here I am, and the supplements and the stuff. I'm like, man, this is just... it's just a lot. It's just a lot. So, yeah, but now he's got his shot. So stay tuned, y'all. Well, I'm going to let you know. He does it for like a month, I think.
Okay.
So we'll see if it helps his shoulder pain and his knee pain and all of his other pain. So, okay, here's what's important to me when I'm buying groceries. Is it convenient? Can I get them delivered to my door? Am I getting a good value? And is it easy to figure out what I want to order? That's why I love Thrive Market. Thrive Market is a membership-based grocery service where you can shop from wherever you are. You just simply hop on their app. The membership breaks down to just $5 a month, and it gives members access to weekly sales, personalized shopping with filters, auto ship and save, free gifts, and peace of mind knowing there's no junk in any of the products they carry. Instead of paying fees on every grocery delivery order, you pay once for the year and you benefit from it every time you shop. Here's the thing, kids want mac and cheese, they want sugary snacks, juice boxes, and summer is coming, and what better way to stay stocked up on healthy snacks than to use Thrive Market? Thrive Market makes it so easy with thousands of healthier swaps from brands like Siete and Simple Mills and Poppy. They're all vetted before they hit the site. So here are the things that are always on my list. The Thrive Market whole grain granola, the double dark chocolate chip is delicious. Chomps beef sticks, Cloud white cheddar protein popcorn. So there's 90 plus filters that mean you're only seeing what works for you. High protein, low sugar, GLP-1 friendly, gluten-free, keto, and more. So one membership covers your whole family and you don't have decision fatigue. Your filtered results only show what fits your household. So the fact that I can filter the whole site to figure out how to get more protein makes this a no-brainer for me. If you're ready to do your own spring reset, join Thrive Market with our link, thrivemarket.com/bigboo for $20 off your first three orders, plus you'll get a free $60 gift. Again, that's thrivemarket.com/bigboo for $20 off your first three orders, plus you'll get a free $60 gift.
Well, I don't know if you saw Hayden Schott on Instagram this past week on the treadmill, and he was like, you know, on the treadmill 2 weeks past ACL, I mean, 2 months past ACL surgery, thanks peptides. And I thought, listen, everybody is just really trying to round up whatever they can, you know?
We're all just
rounding up. Daddy had a dental procedure done last week, and he said that when he was getting ready to leave, that the oral surgeon was like, I'm going to write you a prescription. And Daddy said, what are you writing me a prescription for? And he said, well, oxycodone. And my daddy said, no. I'm not messing with that. I'm not taking that. And so he got on Tylenol when he got home, or leave. Daddy likes mm-hmm. a leave.
Okay.
And he was medicating with a leave, but he said, I'm not fooling with a pain medicine.
Seriously. So, but now I want to go to Mississippi and find that dentist, because I'm telling you, nobody wants to give you oxycodone anymore. I mean, like, you can be like, we're going to give you, you're going to have open heart surgery and send you home with two Advil and half of an extra strength Tylenol. Like, people don't play with those pain meds anymore. Well, I feel like they're impossible to get.
They really shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. No.
I guess he maybe felt like Daddy, you know, at 94, probably the odds of really getting dependent on those was pretty slim. So, anyway.
Wow.
Did y'all watch the Masters yesterday afternoon at all?
We actually did, and we are not golf people, but when the baseball game kept getting delayed, Perry was like, turn the Masters on. And so, listen, it sucked us right in. We were all in.
It's just It's the soft talking. It's the,
yes.
It reminds me of my childhood because Daddy always watched golf on Sunday mm-hmm. afternoons. And so that was what was on television.
Yeah.
But what a delight that was to watch. It was so fun.
It was. Well, you've got the azaleas are blooming and it's so green. You've got little bird sounds. I mean, it really is kind of like it could be a noise app, you know, just.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Just in nature. Now, I am reading. I was going to mention before we start, move on. I started on the plane home and I'm loving it. It's called We Might Just Make It After All. And it's by okay. Elise Ahrens. And it's about her friendship with Kate Spade. It's all about how she and Kate Spade started.
Elise Ahrens of Frances Valentine.
Of Frances Valentine, yes. And so, anyway, I had seen it somewhere. Somebody had mentioned it. And I was like, oh, I may like that. But it is really a sweet book. Like, it starts with them meeting in college at University of Kansas. And kind of the story of them starting their business and how that took off. And it's been a fun, like, walk down. Because, listen, I have Googled Kate Spade bags because, I mean, do you remember how iconic that black nylon Kate Spade bag was in the late
90s? All the way out of here. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It was everything. But just the way they started it and their friendship and the whole thing. I'm not all the way through with it, but it's a really good read if you're looking for something like that. Highly recommend.
Okay, I'm so glad to know about it because yeah. I follow Elise Ahrens on TikTok and she does her mm-hmm. outfits of the day. And I love the Frances Valentine brand. Like it's a whole vibe. And so
it's
I love keeping up with them. Yeah.
Well, it was funny because I'd already started the book and my friend Stephanie, who works for Julian Gold, which is a local department store here in San Antonio, she texted me and said, hey, you might want to look at, because I told her I was looking for something for the live show. And she said, look at Frances Valentine. And she was like, Elise Ahrens is actually in the store today signing books. And so, I know. And I wasn't there. But I was like, well, I totally would have gone if I would have been in town. But I thought that was really funny.
That is funny. Okay. Yeah, well, so, I'm glad to know about that.
Yeah. Okay. So, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. We're going to kick it off with something that I discovered in Nashville at our hotel.
Yes.
And I didn't even notice it at first. I'm always, always going to have some kind of white noise when I go to sleep. And I mm-hmm. typically have used a noise app on my phone. But they had this sound machine in the hotel room that I used the first night. And I immediately thought, oh, this is magical. It has a fan inside.
Yeah.
So, and you can turn it and control the tone. It's the Snooze noise machine. And I was so captivated by it, I ordered it while I was still at the hotel. And it was waiting on me when I got home to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, and Melanie will attest to this, it makes it feel like the sound is coming from all over the room. Like, it doesn't feel like you've got your phone to the side and the white noise is coming out of your phone. It feels like it's just kind of enveloping the room. And mm-hmm. I love it so much. It's not cheap.
No.
But I feel like for the environment it creates when you're, you know, trying to get a good night's rest, worth it. That's my first thing is the Snooze noise machine.
And let me just say, it was so good that Sophie, because this is what friends do, had bought me a Woozoo fan to have in my room on the way to Nashville. And
yes.
Like, I really did not need the Woozoo fan because of this noise machine. Like, I was like, it provided everything that the fan provides, and it was unbelievably good.
Yeah, so good. I'm keeping the Woozoo, though, because you're going to need it and when you're in Birmingham next week.
I am. That's true. That's fair.
So it's going to be your Birmingham fan. It's basically.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome. It's going to be your Birmingham fan. It'll mm-hmm. live in the storage room when you're not in Birmingham, but it'll always be there for you.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yes. Okay, second thing, if we could just make a hard left.
Yes.
Is Marion made this salad. When I got here Friday night that I am still thinking about, and I'm going to tell y'all about it. it was so good. And here's the thing that stood out to me. And so I can't get the specific lettuce that she used, but her using this lettuce reminded me of this particular product I'm going to share. It's the Little Leaf Farms Baby Crispy Green Leaf Lettuce. Now, I think it's called Bright Farms. You can get it at HEB or somewhere here in Texas, the Bright Farms okay. lettuce. But if I love a dark green lettuce, but I don't like it when it's wilty. You know what I mean? Like, like it to be like chewy. I like a crispy lettuce. These two iterations of lettuce, whether you get the Bright Farms or you get the Little Leaf Farms, it's the dark kind of like nutrient rich greens. Mm-hmm. They're pesticide free, all the good things, but they're crunchy. And so let me tell you what Marion did, and then go and find whatever crispy green leaf lettuce you can. She cut up the lettuce, and then she sprinkled feta on top, and then she chopped up some baby tomatoes. She cut a couple of stalks of celery into tiny little pieces and some green onion into little tiny pieces. And then she just drizzled olive oil on top of it and then squeezed a whole lemon on top of it. And she tossed Yum. It really, really well, where all that feta kind of like blended in. Mm-hmm. And then she said a lot of times she does an avocado in there too, because it got so mushy. And then she put pistachios in it. And when I tell you, I could not quit eating that salad.
That sounds delicious.
Salt and pepper. Yesterday when we were getting ready to, we were doing leftovers for supper, and I spotted some of that salad still in the refrigerator, and I was like, can I have the rest of that salad? And I ate it again last night. It was so good.
That sounds really good.
Green leaf lettuce, it's kind of like having a kale, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of the crispiness of it, but not the bitterness of the kale. And like when you massage kale, it gets just a little bit of a softer texture, but it's still really crunchy. And so anyway, yay for crispy green leaf lettuce, and
that
not mushy
delicious. Yeah.
Green leaf lettuce, but it's really good. Third thing, as we continue the hard left pattern, these pants from Anthropologie, you're welcome, Catherine Kublik, for another pants installment. But I have really been kind of rethinking my spring pants situation. I've added a couple. Like Melanie has some royal blue pants that she loved at Anthropologie. I got those. I love those. These are a Pilcro wide leg ruffle, just a pair of pull-on pants. I think they're so cute.
Oh, those are so cute. Oh my gosh, those are so cute.
And I just think I love that kind of detail that they have. Mm-hmm. Just a tiny little ruffle, so cute, with just a white t-shirt. Or if somebody feels better about their arms than I do, like so cute with a tank top, so cute with a little crop sweater. Or cute with a denim shirt. But I think they're just the cutest, most versatile pair of pants. If I'm going to wear something like this, it has this ruffle, I want them to be neutral. I don't want a bright color and a ruffle. That's too much for me.
That's a lot.
So anyway, these are darling and comfortable and great with sandals or wedges. And I think just like a perfect little pair of spring and summer pants.
Yes,
which,
so cute.
Leads us to the next thing. I actually wore this to church yesterday with Marion. It's this mauve bubble hem shirt. And it's called the Relax Bubble Hem shirt, also from Anthropologie. Listen, this thing is so soft. It's got like two layers of this really gauzy fabric. So it's not see-through, but it's so lightweight. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bubble at the bottom. So, but it's not real long in the front. And then it's a little bit longer in the back. Great with denim shorts. Great with a pair of flowy pants.
It'll be so cute.
So cute with blue jeans. I just love it. Like I thought yesterday, I just need to warn people. If you see me this spring, odds are I'm going to have on this shirt. Yeah. I wish it came in other colors, honestly, because it's so comfortable. It's so versatile. And I think that little bubble hem makes it just a little different than, you know, it's kind of a tunic style, but it's shorter, but it's got the cuffs on the sleeves, and it's got, a real collar. It's just, it's darling. So highly recommend. I'm a huge fan of it.
I love a bubble hem. I think a bubble hem is so brilliant, because it's the kind of the look of a little bit of a tuck, but without any kind of a commitment. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So big fan of that. All right. And then the next thing, the last thing also Marion inspired, And you may, of course, having grown up in Texas, you may know about this iteration of a Texas cake, but I did not. But Marion had this cake waiting when I got here on Saturday night. And let me just say, this is like, so a typical Texas cake, I think of as being, you know, chocolate on a jelly roll pan. This is a white cake version, and it has almond extract instead of vanilla extract. It is like wedding cake on a sheet pan. Oh. It is dangerous. Like, it is very sweet. It is so delicious. It's like, it's just the same texture as a chocolate sheet cake, only, you know, just the almond extract flavor. It's so good. If you don't like almond extract, you could use vanilla extract and just, you know, but it is so good. And so this, I got her recipe, and the recipe I'm linking to is the most similar. I mean, I think it's almost identical to the recipe Marion used. Okay. But my gosh, like
this, this would be a Perry Schenkel. If he weren't currently on his peptide health kick, I would make this for him, but he's really trying not to eat sugar right now.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah, this totally. And like the almond extract, this to me is my mother-in-law, like just man, that looks good. That looks really good.
It's so good. And I thought, if I go home and I make this, David is going to say this house is no place for a cake like this. And then he would say somebody's going to have to put this in the garbage and then put dishwasher soap on top of it. Because it's so good. And it's it's one of those desserts where you make, like, you cut out a square of it and you try it, and then about 5 minutes later, you know, you're like, I think I just want one more little corner off the edge of this. It's unbelievable. And Marion has loved like a white cake as long as I've known her, our whole lives. She was in the Miss Reveille pageant at State, which was like where they used to do like Most Beautiful and all that. And I remember after she got beauty one year at State, she would be so mad at me for telling y'all that, but she got beauty. And then afterwards she was like, where do I get white cake? I want white cake. I want donuts. Like, she's always loved, you know, that kind of thing. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh, this is your perfect dessert. And she said, it really is. Like, it's white cake. It's almond extract. It's delicious. So just passing that along.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, I feel like what a great group. We could have that healthy salad and then finish it off with the white Texas cake. And I don't know what could be better.
And sleep well with your snooze.
Yes.
Noise machine. Yeah. I do think that whole like super healthy vitamin enriched lettuce coupled with this cake is sort of my whole vibe as an individual. So
for sure, everything has to be balanced. We need balance, you know.
We do.
So there's only so much we can do. There's only so much we can do.
That's right. So anyway, that's the favorite list for this week.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, y'all, thanks for joining us. And gosh, next week when we talk to y'all, we'll be right on the throes of Live Show Week.
We really will. It'll just be right upon us. And listen, it'll be great. It's going to be great. We're going to have the best time.
It is going to be great. I have no doubt. But are we going to worry about it endlessly before that? We will. So
a little,
but it always turns out good. Yeah. So, it does. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.